You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Māori grievances about land are historical. We didn't wake up in the 1970s all angry and protesty and, you know, started demanding our things back.
The Wire.
Following our earlier conversation with the Green Party's Huhana Linden, we spoke to Professor of Māori Studies at the University of Auckland, Margaret Mutu, about Shane Jones's announcement that he would draft a members' bill to force Ngāpuhi into a single commercial settlement. Mutu said that while the bill's announcement wasn't uncharacteristic of the Crown or Shane Jones and their approach to treaty settlements, attempts to force Ngāpuhi into a single settlement claim would be met with fierce opposition, both by Ngāpuhi and Northland Hapu and iwi across the motu.
So to begin, would you be able to give us some background around the treaty settlement claims with Ngā Hapu or Ngāpuhi?
So the treaty claim settlement process itself across the country is something that the government has tried desperately to impose on Māori since the Waitangi Tribunal started upholding claims that more than 90% of the country was stolen from Māori, not only the land but also the resources that go with it. And it was in the early 1990s that Treasury did an assessment of the liability that incurred for the country. And it is the largest liability that this country carries. And every single government has been determined to shed itself of that liability as quickly and cheaply as it can. So this is a massive liability where you've stolen the power and the resources, including the land, of Māori, and you now have a debt round your neck that you've got to get rid of. So they've gone around the country trying desperately to get it. They started doing this in 1992, and 30-odd years later, they still can't do it. What they've done in the end is they have forced settlements on people, and I did a lot of research on this between me and Kia Ora McDowell. We did a lot of research on this between 2015 and 2019, and we found that almost all the settlements that have been done to date have been done under duress, and that they are to eliminate all of the claims legally and as many claims at once as they can. Now, this is where Ngāpuhi provides a marvellous opportunity for the government to rid itself of more than 100 claims in one fell swoop, because I think there's about 120 or 130 claims within the overall claims of Ngāpuhi. So that could rid the government of a massive liability, billions and billions of dollars in liability, if they can force Ngāpuhi into settling. Now, can they do that? Yes, they can, because the treaty claim settlement process has no legal framework around which it works. Most policies, almost all government policies, have a legal framework within which they operate, but not the treaty claim settlement process, which means that Māori have absolutely no power whatsoever in the process. And if the government decides it's going to write legislation to get rid of their claims, then that's exactly what they'll do. Now, they've not done it before because of the backlash that comes from iwi, and we all know that iwi are constantly protesting about their settlements, and you either see them in the streets or they're in the tribunal or they're in select committees protesting about the gross unfairness of the treaty claim settlement process, because every iwi, you're doing really, really well if you get 5% of the value of the land that was stolen for you. Don't even count in all the resources and all the other things that have been stolen off you. You're lucky if you get 5% back. Most get less than 1% back. And so there's a huge amount of bitterness out there. Now, to do it to Ngāpuhi will be, I would have thought, almost impossible. Although, you know, government has no fetters on it. There is no written constitution in this country. A government can do whatever it likes. And if it chooses to extinguish all Ngāpuhi claims, it can do that. Whether it wants to pay the political price of doing that in Ngāpuhi, because Ngāpuhi will not lie down and take it. The treaty claim settlement process is the ultimate in the assimilation of Māori, and it assimilates Māori into Pākehā structural process. You have to set up a post-settlement governance entity that is controlled by the government. You have to cede your sovereignty. Now, I notice I'm quite surprised to see them say that openly, that Paul Goldsmith said that quite openly last week, that he would not accept a settlement that acknowledged that Te Whānau Apanui in this case had not ceded its sovereignty. Now, Ngāpuhi took a claim to the tribunal on exactly that point and the tribunal upheld it because there is no evidence whatsoever anywhere in the country that Māori ever ceded sovereignty, and therefore the sovereignty remains. Now, this government is saying, well, Paul Goldsmith is saying he cannot accept that. Māori must cede their sovereignty, must accept that only the Crown can tell them how to live and what to do and how to be, or whether they can even be Māori in this country. And you should be very grateful, Māori, that we're paying you anything for what we stole off you, and we are the only ones who will determine it. It is the ultimate in colonisation. The treaty claim settlement process is the ultimate in colonisation, and Ngāpuhi has always been the iwi that has stood against colonisation and said, you are welcome to come and live with us, but we remain in charge of our own territories and we have never ceded our sovereignty. So Shane Jones doing what he's doing? Yes, under Pākehā law, you can steal whatever you like off Māori and nobody will be able to stop you, not even the courts. But politically, if he wants a war with Ngāpuhi, this is the way to do it.
Just about a week ago, Paul Goldsmith said that the Crown was open to speaking with multiple Ngāpuhi groupings to achieve a settlement. So does Shane Jones' announcement come as a surprise?
Shane Jones' announcement doesn't surprise me or any of us who have been around since the 1990s. Shane Jones was the person they sent in when the fisheries settlement had been dragging through the courts for 11 years. They sent Shane Jones in as the bully boy to impose the allocation model on, you know, how the benefits from the fisheries settlement were to be distributed. They sent Shane Jones in as their bully boy. Shane Jones knows how to bully the people and will do so. Now, Paul Goldsmith is speaking out of both sides of his mouth. When he says he will talk to the hapū, it's not about the monetary compensation. Treaty claim settlements never provide compensation anyway. What they do is they allocate a certain number of millions of dollars and then say to the people that they've imposed that on, right, you can use that to buy back your own land at full market rates. So how much money they will give for that? Well, that's what they're saying, that will only go to a central Ngāpuhi body. He'll talk to the other hapū, but it's really just to say, oh, so you want us to tell councils that you are mana whenua here. Well, of course, once you've ceded your sovereignty, you have no say anyway, but we'll write your name down in a letter to the Far North District Council and the Northern Regional Council to say you are mana whenua, but it won't mean anything. So that's all that is about.
Lastly, how do you expect Ngāpuhi and other iwi across the motu to respond to this bill if it makes its way to Parliament?
For sure, the treaty claim settlement process has divided Māori ever since it started, and I do not expect there to be much different here. I have spoken with many of the Ngāpuhi hapū over the years, and they are absolutely determined that they are not going to be assimilated into the Pākehā culture, because this is what this is about. Shane Jones is relying on the fact that he can impose a Pākehā model whereby individuals vote rather than and hapū voting. He wants the individuals to have their say in a strictly Pākehā way of doing things. In other words, he wants Ngāpuhi to assimilate and forget that they are an iwi, to forget that they are whānau and hapū. I can assure you that whānau, hapū and iwi around the country are not about to give up who they are. They will fight. There's no question about that. Have a whip on, mate.
And that was Professor Margaret Mutu from the University of Auckland talking to us about Shane Jones' proposed draft members' bill forcing Ngāpuhi into a single treaty settlement.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.